mechitza should make an iser. Should make iser. We'll have a few cases that mechitza makes iser. And the Gemara goes through case by case to find if this is actually true and mechitza can make an iser. Zakti Gemara, sikach agabe achsad. Vayit mar sikach agabe achsadja. Sheyesh lo ptzim. Ksheir. If a person has walls, let's say they're like a mogi, two straight walls facing each other. Then, at the heads of the wall, there's a tefach sticking out. Right? He has like this, a wall here, and a wall over here. We just started. A wall here, and a wall over here. Sticking out at the edge of the wall, one tefach, that's tzimin. Yeah? Again? Here the case, two straight walls, at the edge, sticking out a tefach each direction. You say that closes up for a sukkah. Now, what happens if instead of just sticking out at the edge, you make it stick out the entire time? Right? So all across, it's, let's say, two tefachim thick. Then obviously, it won't be a kosher sukkah anymore because there's just two walls. You don't have the tefach sticking out anymore. Right? So it comes out, adding on wall will make iser. Again, this is not really called an additional mechitza making problems. It just means it's a way to take away the mechitza. By making it thicker, you don't have that tefach mechitza sticking out anymore. We do not find mechitza can make iser, but you have a house, half of the roof is covered, the other half is uncovered. So, very interesting halacha. Gefanim kan mutil zroya kan. If you have a gefanim of this half, growing with this half of the house, you're allowed to plant zroya on the other side of the house. Why would that be? Because you say pitikra, you're the besoysim. Right? The edge of the roof, right? Pitikra means, it doesn't mean the roof itself goes down. It means the edge of the roof, let's say, is 5 inches thick. That edge is like a, on that edge you say gedachas. You pull that down. So if you have half the roof covered, half uncovered, at that edge you'll pull it down and you'll say, okay, you have mechitza here, you can plant gefanim. Right next to another side you can plant zera. Now what's going to happen if you close up the whole roof? Obviously you'll lose your pitikra. So now, by covering up the rest of the roof, you have an iser, the plant is zera right after the gefanim. So it comes out, adding mechitza will create iser. If half is covered, if it's not covered, find can move to Israel. Can bilhush veskiruyo you also. If you add on and make the whole roof flat straight, it's awesome. Amalei the same problem. Awesome. See look mechitza. It's not because you added a new mechitza. It's because right now you don't have the pitikra anymore because you took away the edge of the pitikra. Right? You don't have that edge anymore. You close it up. Right? So all these cases, the mechitza itself is not making nisa. It's a trick how to take away the old mechitzas. The only case that was really mechitzla issue is that case of Gag Kovel, Gag Kovel. That the actual mechitza, which makes that it's closed inside the Gavel, that incorporates the small into the big one. Sholach lei rov la bay biyad rishame bar zeir. V'lemotzin mechitzla issue, v'tanyo, yesh mechitzla kem lak lachmer. Mechitzla kem means by climb. You know, if you have mechitzas by climb, it could be matter to plant on both sides, right? So I wanted to point out this night that even though physically it could be yearning one from another, right? You have even mechitzas of Tzuris HaPesach, you could plant on both sides of the fence, as long as it didn't mechitza many. So the Gemara says mechitza could sometimes be a kulos, sometimes be a chum. How? Ketzad kerem, tuadiker, mechitza, kerem that's built up till the wall, zireya meikr mechitza veilach. Yeah, if you have a carom built up actually to the wall, just go to the other side of the wall and you can plant zera on it. Shilo en shom mechitza, marach dal ram zera. If you wouldn't have mechitza, you'd have to marach dal ram from the carom. Now if you have mechitza, you can go up both sides to the wall. So in that case, obviously, mechitza is being mekel. It's being matter for you. And zera mechitza carom lahakel, lach mechitza. How do you have mechitza carom that is machmir, that makes you problems? Which is the concept we're looking for, that a mechitza can make isn't. If he has a full kerem and the kerem ends 11 amis before the wall, so then he cannot plant a zeroim anywhere until the wall. if you wouldn't have a wall there, is Mark Dalaram, is it a good plan through? Why in the world? So we'll sort of remind ourselves that we really learned this Bryce already earlier in the air. Lo yavi l'shom, keitei mosh mara kaisi zil alfam, lo yavi l'shom, zera l'shom, shalom moli, ein mechitza mar galarams, if there wouldn't be a mechitza, we'd be getting off galarams. Now there is a mechitza, he has to be marachik, yud alfam is not enough here. Until you have 12 amis, you're not on a plant or anything. V'zoi mechitza kem lachim, that's a chumra mechitza kem. If you think it's such a good kasha, so you're really saying over a Mishnah. Just say over a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? This is a Mishnah that we had already. Karachas hakerem. Karachas hakerem. Karachas means a bald spot. If you have a kerem all around, surrounded in a circle, kerem, in the middle you have a bald patch. Yeah. The Ishamay says you have to have a space of 24 amas. The Zil says 16 amas. Mechoyla kerem, the Ishamay Oymim, Tes Zayin Amas, the Zil Oymim Yud Beis Amas. What's going on here? Vezi karach sa kerem. What does it mean karach sa kerem? Kerem shacharam tzisa. If you have a kerem, the inside is empty. Im ein shum Tes Zayin Amas, we're in the middle of Tzad Gimel of Rav. Huh? We're discussing, we had yesterday that the Gemara said that a mechitza is usually matir, not doesn't asa. Right? And we said we have a guy gobble, a guy covered, and these mechitzas actually create isa. Right, so we're trying to figure out, is that true that mechitzas can create iser? Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? So Gemara, we're holding now, we're saying that by a kerem, by a climb, we find mechitza makes iser. How is that? Gemara is going to bring mechila kerem and karachsa kerem. Gemara we had earlier that lecha'ira the mechitza makes iser. Yeah, the tanan. If you have one line after the Gemara spreads inside the Gemara and off. Karachsa kerem, a bold spot in the middle of the kerem, b'sham l'chav dal amas, b'sham you have to have 24 amas, b'sham tezayin am. Mechoyla kerem, b'sham he says tezayin am, b'sham says yud beiz am. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. The Mishnah is going to explain. Karachsa kerem. Kerem shacharim tzisu. If you have a kerem that the middle is empty, im ein shom tezayin amo, if there's no 16 amas in the middle, lo yovi zel shom, you can't plant in the middle. If you have tezayin am in the middle, noisin like kedei avodah, if zereas amoisa, you leave over kedei avodah four amis, and then you can plant in the middle. Eizu mechoyla kerem bein a kerem together between the kerem and the wall. Shem ein shom yud beiz am aloyav zereas shom. If there's no 12 amis, you can't plant there. How you shom yud beiz am noisin like kedei avodah, so zereas amoisa. What in the world is going on here? The story is like this. When you have a kerem all around, in the middle you have a bald spot, so you say like this, you need four amis, kedevoids a kerem on each side. Usually, you're marchik from Gefanim to Zeroim, the amount the kerem needs. I mean, you can't plant Zeroim in a kerem, so where does the kerem end? The kerem needs, you take the bakar that are working, two oxen walking back and forth next to each other, takes up four amis. So every time between the Gefanim and the Zeroim, you need a break of 4 amas. When you have here this circle, you say like this. You have to have 4 amas on this side next to these Gefanim. 4 amas, 5 amas of Kerem, on this side next to these Gefanim. So that makes you up 8 amas right now. Now, we say like this. If there's a space for a field in the middle, then we'll say, okay, you have a new field in the middle, you can plant it. If there's no field in the middle, then we say, this is all shayach to the kerem on the side of it. It's all bottled to the kerem. Since it's surrounded by kerem, we'll say it's all bottled to the kerem. So you can't plant it. So how much do you need for a field? 4 amas. The problem is, if you have just 4 amas, we'll say, nah, that's not a real field in the middle. It's 2 amas from that side of the kerem, and 2 amas to that side of the kerem. So in order to be assured you have a definite 4 amas field in the middle, you're going to have 8 amas. Right? If you have 7 amas, we'll say 3.5 this side, 3.5 that side. You get to 8 amas, no matter how you split it, you can have 4 extra amas in the middle. So it comes out you'll need 16 amas, right? 4 or 5 sakarim on each side. And then 8 amas to assure yourself that you have a field of 4 in the middle. Once you have those 16 amas, you can plant as soon as you go outside the outside 4, you can already plant. I mean, the whole 8 amas can be planted. As long as we're assured there is a field of 4 amas in the middle, now you can plant anywhere past David Sakarim amas. Yeah? Almost? Again, one more time, the kids. You have a field of Kerem all around. Usually, you have a Kerem here, you just move over 4 amas, because they have Vidas a Kerem. The space that takes up the work for the Kerem, that's all tough, bottled little Kerem. You move away 4 amas, you stop planting 0. Here, that you're surrounded all around with Kerem, so you have to give 4 amas of Vidas a Kerem to this side, 4 amas Kerem on that side. So before you start, before you turn around, you need 8 amas in the middle. Now we see like this.
The border between the Zoyim and Kerem, you need 4 amas?
Why? Probably it's a Kerem.
That's for working here and everything. That's what you need.
Right. The problem is we have surrounded the Kerem from all sides. Right. And you have a bald spot in the middle. So you need probably the Kerem this side, probably the Kerem this side. Now, in the middle, it depends. If you have 2 amas, we'll say, nah, it's not a field in the middle, it's not a separate field. That's all bottled to the Kerem around. So you need a shear of a field. How much is a shear of a field? 4 amas. The problem is, if you have exactly 4 amas, you'll say, nah, that's not a real field. 2 amas belong to this side, 2 amas belong to that side. If you have 7 amas, you say 3.5 belong to this side, 3.5 to that side. When you get to 8 amas, you say, oh, now no matter what, how are you gonna cut the pie, you have 4 amas. So you need 16 amas, but once you have 16 amas, you can plant as soon as you move away 4 amas from each side of it's a Kerem. Because anywhere in this new field in the middle, you can plant. Yeah? Huh? Correct. What I'm saying is not the pshat is that you need 8 on each side and whatever's extra you can plant. Now, Beishame argues they add 4 for one of two things. It's a question what they add 4 for. They either say, no, a field is 8 amas, or they say, it's a Kerem is 8 amas. Right? So, in a case of Karachas, right, which we have 8 amis for Avodah Zakarim and 8 for a field in the middle, right? So they're going to eat another 8. So they get the 24, right? They double either the share of Avodah Zakarim or they double the share of field. So if we end up with 8 amis for Avodah Zakarim and 8 amis for field, they're going to end up with another 8, which makes 24. Right, so that's the first Mechilah 16 and 24. The second case, Mechilah Kerem, was that there's a wall inside, and you have a Kerem next to the wall, right? Slightly removed from the wall. So the question is, could I plant between the Kerem and the wall? So over there we say, we don't need 2 Avodah Kerems, right? We need 4 Amos for Avodah Kerem, 4 Amos for the field in the middle. There's no two places to put the field, right? You can't say, well, if to this Kerem, if to that Kerem. There's no 2 Kerems. So it's 4 amas for the Avodah Zakarim, 4 amas for the field, and 4 amas for the wall, because next to the wall you don't plant.
The wall for close, that you have 4 amas.
4 amas, the wall takes up, you don't plant near a wall. So Akoponim, you end up with a space of 12 amas. Loit Beishamai, that doubles the share of either Avodah Zakarim or of field, you end up with only extra 4 amas now, right? We have 1 4 amas for the field, 1 4 amas for the Avodah Zakarim, 1 4 amas for the wall. Beishamai adds on, doubles either Avodah Zakarim or field, so he's going to end up, instead of 12 amas, 16 amas. That's why Mechilah Kerem is more like it's either 12 amas or 16 amas. But Akoponim, what our Gemara wants is one thing, that if you have a wall, you need 12 amas in between, right? That's the Gemara says, if you have 11 amas, it's not going to be good. Right, less than 12 is not good. Now, if you wouldn't have this wall, you just mark Avodah Zakarim and you plant. Right, just 4 amas and you plant. So it comes out, this wall is making big tzaras. This wall is aiding you on from 4 amas till 12 amas. So again, it comes out, the wall is making Isser, not Heter. We'll try to read that again. Tanan, Karach Zakarim, if you have a bold spot in the middle of a Karim, Mishami, Mechavdal Amas. Mishami says you have 24 amas, Pesolim, Tezayin Amas, 16 amas. Mechavdal Karim, if you have a mechil meaning the wall and then the kerem. Shamirim tezayin amas 16 amas. Zilim yud beiz amas you have to mark it 12 amas. Beizi karach sa kerem. Kerem shacharim tzitzoi if the middle of the kerem was charev. The main Shom Tezainam, if you don't have 16 Amos, Leo Vizel Shom, you can't plant the Hoyu Shom Tezainam. If you have 16 Amos in the middle, then once you have 16 full Amos, all you have to do is move away 4 Amos from the end. No, it's like the Avidah. So you move away 4 Amos for Avodah Zarah Kerem. Vizereya Samoyisa. E. Ezoyim Mukhela Kerem. When a Kerem will get it, between a Kerem and a wall, Shemain Shom Yibizam, Leo Vizel Shom, you can't plant there at all. Hoyu Shom Yibizam, no, it's like the Avidah. So Vizereya Samoyisa. Zakti Gemara. So what are you going to say over there? We see again, Kerem is machmir. Mechitza is machmir. Hello, some love in the time out. The Chol Dalaram is Gabi Kerem, but it's a Kerem. The Gabi Geder, Kivlin, by a regular Kerem, four Amis, we say, is a Vitsa Kerem, then no problem planting. The Gabi Geder, Kivlin, by Mizdron, Afkurim, Afkulu. By a Geder, next to the Geder itself, people don't plant. It weakens the wall. The Beini, Beini, in between Navoid Sakarim and the Dalarams of the wall, Yikadal Chashirim Loi Loi Chashirim. If you have four Amis, we say you have a new field, you can plant there, if not, not. So the general idea, again, is the same thing. And it's not the actual Mechitzi which is making problems. Just once you have a Mechitzi, you end up with other problems. It's not that the Mechitzi itself asks, Mashaikin, in the case of a Gag Gadol and a Gag Katan, actually having the Mechitzis makes that the big one is separated from the small is bottled to the big. And the Meila, the Mechitza Gerim Yisr. So the Vaila, we don't have any real case that the actual Mechitzas make the Din is. Omer Rav Yehuda, now we go to a totally different Noisa. Not a different Noisa, Noisa which is Shaykh to the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. The Mishnah said as follows. If you have a Gag Gadol with a Gag Katan, right? So we said that the Gadol is Shoylot in the Katan, right? If you have found him in the big one, don't try to plant your own in the small one. Why? Because the Gefanim of the big one are being shoyled, overlapping, or mixing in, are taking charge of the cut. Right? So if you stand in the big one, you're actually being shoyled in the small one. So Morris says now a very interesting story. We learned in the first parak that there's a type of mechitza that's called a shvach mechitza. A mechitza of only chassis, only arif. Right? If you have only poles this way, it's a shvach mechitza. The Gemara said that in a shayara, a person going in the midbar, if he's one person himself, let's start back up a step. We know there's a shir based on sign. Usually it's talking about a karfif, shaloi huk kladira, you have up to a base of sign. But there was a case that this base of sign is negeya even when it is huk kladira. What was that case? If you're in a midbar and you have a shvacha mechitza, mechitza shesi, or mechitza arev, mechitza with only one direction. It's a shvach mechitza, so we say you have only up to base time. More than base time doesn't work. But if you have a shiara, which means three people traveling together, then it's unlimited. Yeah? There's a big machloik because they have three shitas over there exactly when, yeah, when not. But upon that, the Har Gemara is going now. If it's a yachid, he has only base time. Three yachidim will have up to sheish. So, mashayinkin, if you have Shiyara, three people, you end up with unlimited space. Yeah, so now we have the following story here. Yeah, we have the following story here. We have Mechitzis over here. One person surrounds himself over here. One person surrounds himself in the middle. One person on this side. Right, so the two outsides are overlapping, right? Meaning, you have gifufi on the two outside mechitzas. Gimel kafi v'zeh b'tzad zeh, u'shnayim achitzayin m'gufafi. The two outside ones have gifufi. V'emtzayin eni m'guf. The middle one does not have gifufi. So now we know this person, this outside one that has gifufi, he's really also, besides from being where he is, he's also over here in the middle, right? And so too, this person, this outside one, since he has gifufi, the middle one doesn't, he's shailed in the middle also. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they could really bench Mezumin in the middle one. Because we see each one of them actually having a shaykhist in the middle Rishus. So, normally we say, if you have a Mechitzas Shasi, only till Beis Asayim. When you have three, it turns into Shiyara, you can have unlimited. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, in this case, we'll say it could be unlimited. Why? Because there's really three people living together in the middle one. So now, the mechitzas could be as big as you want. Again, Gimel Karfif is Zeb Tzadzeh, Oshnayim, Ketzenim Gufaf, and two outside ones have Gifufin, and so Yenim Guf, and the middle one is not Guf, if Yachad Bezeh, Yachad Bezeh, if all three of them have Yechidim, one person in each, Nazik Sheyara becomes like a Sheyara, and Islam called Sarkon, and you can have as big a space as you want. Right. Emtsoyim Gufaf, Oshnayim, Ketzenim, Enim Gufaf. If the middle one is the one that's Magufaf, right? The two outside ones are parts totally to the middle one. The middle one is the one that has gifufin on both sides. So we say the middle one is now shaylet on this one, and the middle one is shaylet on this one. So if you have one person in the middle, one person either side, you have a problem. Because what we're going to look at it is that this outside has two people in it. This outside also has two people in it. And you end up, the middle has how many? One. So that doesn't help you too much, right? You end up the outside two, this outside two, in the middle one. So you don't end up having three people in one place.
Wouldn't you have the middle with one outside?
Yeah. What?
The middle with one outside.
It's two people.
One, yeah.
They have each one has basic sign. So far, these two halachas are clear. Now the Gemara is going to ask a shayla. If you have one on each side and two in the middle, like in this case where we said it doesn't work, right? The case where the middle is megufaf. How about if you have one on each side and the middle one has two? So two people. So the two will gather with these three and have three. Gather with these three and have three. Now, if you put them on this side, it's three. The ilah nafki tlasa, if you put them on this side, it's three. Or maybe we'll put one person on each side, and we'll only have two on each side. Which the chiddush, because you would say they're actually shayla on both sides. But that's the Gemara says, maybe we'll say one person to each side, and you don't have three. Good. So if you assume that we won't say you have three in either side, because you split the two, each one to one side. Now, if you have two in either side and one in the middle, do you say, do you say now for sure, no matter where you're going to put the middle one, you're going to have three? So Rashi says, what will happen now? Either you will taka put them in both places and have both places be mutter, or at least pick one side and put them over there. At least one should be mutter. Or you say, you say, if you're going to tell him you want to matter over here, we'll say no, he's going that way. And if you'll try to matter the other way, we'll put him in this way. So, Mamela, you won't have any heter. In a case that you have the outside ones being magufif, we say they're definitely shy after the inside one. So if you have one-on-one, you end up with three in the middle, you're okay. In the case you have one-on-one, but the middle one is the magufif, you definitely are not okay. The question is, in the cases where you have the middle being magufif, and somehow you can end up with a tzir of three, so on that the Gemara declares two different cases, if we actually fill you up and make you three, or we say no, you can move around the middle one and we don't end up with three. Vilchasa, Bayan, Lekula, all the Svekis were Mekla. Omer Rav Chisda. Gidud. The rest, most, Kamat, the rest of the Omer, we're going to be discussing a new topic. The topic is as follows. Very interesting idea. The Mechitza has to be how high? 10 Tvachim. Right? At 10 Tvachim, it's a Mechitza. Now, how about if you have two fields? One field is higher than the other. Yeah, mountain. So this wall, it's the ground for the higher field, but it ends up being mechitza for the lower one. Is this a good mechitza? Why not?
You plant on the side.
We know a tail. We're not talking about the climb. No, we're talking about Noch Shabbos. Climb. I mean, tail. Yeah, tail. We know tail has a din of mechitzas, right? It's a good enough mechitza for on top. This is called gidud. Gidur, gidud. So this machitza means a regular wall, regular machitza, and gidud means when the actual field goes up. So now we know 10 tefachim mechitza is fine, 10 tefachim gidud is fine. The Gemara has a shayla, how about if you have 5 tefachim gidud and 5 tefachim mechitza? The second field is 5 tefachim higher than the first, and then on top of that, the wall, top of the higher field, you build 5 tefachim gidud. The Rajab speaks out that with the Raisa, of course, it's the same thing. You have 10 tefachim gidud, it's going to 10 mechitza, because there's no problem, 5 and 5. It's only a question of Isser Rabbon. In the Rabbonon, it will matzich to you to use either 10 tefachim gidud, 10 tefachim mechitza, because people will see that when you had 5 tefachim gidud, you said it was a problem. Now you added 5 tefachim mechitza, all of a sudden you're carrying, so they'll think 5 tefachim mechitza is enough. Yeah, that's the Gemara is going to deal with this question of gidud, 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza. Gidud chamisho mechitza, chamisho, aim it's tarfin. Achi aikulei begidud, aikulei mechitza, not it's tarfin until you have either 10 mechitza, 10 of gidud. Mason. We're going to go through a whole bunch of different cases here where you have one field above the other, the cases of gidud. And we'll try to figure out if you can make an Erev together. You can't make an Erev together, which would mean you have mechitza in the middle, right? This we know, we've had it very many times, that if you have a total mechitza between two chatzeres, you can't make an Erev together, right? If you don't have a mechitza, you could make it together. So, if I'll tell you that if you have 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza, you cannot make an Erev together, obviously, it's a good mechitza. If I tell you you could make an Erev together, obviously, it's not a good mechitza. If you have two chatzeres, one higher than the other, the top one is higher, 10 tefachim. Or 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. You have to make two separate erevin, you cannot make an erev together. Which will be quite clear that 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza have a din of a mechitza. If altogether the equation of your gidud and mechitza is less than 10 tefachim, you have to make one erev together because it's open one to another. So we have a clear raya, 5 tefachim gidud, 5 mechitza works. Meaning like this, the bottom one is definitely good. In other words, this issue of gidud and mechitza that we say 5 and 5 doesn't work is only by the top one. Because the person sitting in the top chatzer only sees 5 tefachim of mechitza. So by him we say, no, 5 tefachim is not good. If you want to work with gidud, you have to have all 10 gidud. If you want to work with a mixture, it doesn't work. Masha'ekin, the person on the bottom, in the bottom field, he looks up, he sees 10 tefachim of mechitza. Because 5 of gidud and 5 of mechitza. So for the bottom one, it's definitely good. The mele, if you have 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza, what do the Gemara say? We make separate erevin. It means the, you know why they have to make separate erevin? Because the bottom one forces them to make separate erevin. The bottom one has to make his own erev because he has a good mechitza in between. Moider Rav Chizda b'tachtoina has a good mechitza. Since he sees 10 full tefachim, so he has to make his own mechitza. Frag the Gemara, yachi tachtoina tarav shtayim v'lo tarav echad. True, the bottom one, what do the brises say? That if they have 5 tefachim gidud, 5 mechitza, they have to make 2, not 1. So the Gemara, okay, so like what you just said, the bottom one tak has to make 2, mean a separate erev, can't be ma'arev together. But the top one can't make any erev. Why? Because l'cha'ayr, since the top one we say we're saying now, 5 tefachim gidud, 5 tefachim mechitza, is not a good mechitza for the top one, so they're connected to the bottom one. So they can't make their own erev. They have to make erev together. And to go make an erev together, they can't because the bottom one can't, right? So l'chayr that's stuck. You can't say such a problem in the braisa. This is very interesting halacha that comes out from this. You can't have an erev one way, not the other way. Right? You'll be able to say, maybe make an erev, and it'll help the top one because it's connected to the bottom one. So, boy, you can't have a one-sided erev.
So the top is only 5.
The top has 5 gidud and 5 mechitza. So for the bottom one, we're saying, he sees 10 tefachim, he for sure has a mechitza, he can make his own erev. The top one, we're saying, is open to the bottom one. So the Gemara is asking, so the true, the bottom one has to make his own mechitza, but the top one shouldn't be able to make not separate and not together. Not separate because he's open to the bottom one. Not together because the bottom one, for the bottom one, we say it's separate mechitza, separate chatzeres. The story is like this. The top one has real mechitzas around the whole thing. and there's a pirtza of less than 10 amas. What's halacha by pirtza of less than 10 amas? No din of a pesach. No din of a pesach. So again, we have real mechitzas on top, 10 amas, all around. There's up till 10 amas that are open. Oh, so like Rambam said, when you have a pesach, you have an option. You can either make an erev together or separately. Right, whenever you have a pesach less than 10 amas in between two chaseres, you have the option to make it together or separate. Now, in this space of less than 10 amas, you have a gidut chamisha. Right, again, the top chaser is higher than the bottom chaser 5 amas. Around the top, you have a real ten tefachim mechitza all around. You have an opening of 9 amas, which over there you have a gidut chamisha. So what happens now? So we say there would be no problem making separate erevim. Right, each one can make now a separate erev. Why? Because you have a total erev, a total mechitza around the whole thing, besides those 9 amas. Right? Whatever they want, they could make it together because of that space in the middle. Right? Because of that pesach. But we have 5 tefachim gidut. So what should come out is, again, lechayir, the batim should be cut off. Why? Because clapping a batim, you have a total mechitza. Right? You have 5 tefachim gidut, 5 tefachim mechitza. So again, the bottom should be mechayiv, but they should not be able to be ma'arav together. So mamela and ma'arav separate, right? Again, we said if you have 5 tefachim gidut, 5 tefachim mechitza, you have to be ma'arav separate, not together, right? So we're asking, well, I thought 5 tefachim gidut, 5 mechitza is not a good mechitza, so it should all be connected. So you're saying like this. You know why you have to ma'arav separate? The story is like this. The story is you actually have a mechitza around the whole thing that allows you, even for the top, to be ma'arav separate. Right, because all around you have a full 10 tefachim mechitza. So that allows you to make separate. Now, why do you have to make separate? Because klapi the batim, he is completely closed up. Why? Because that 9 amas space has 5 tefachim gidud, and for the batim one we see it as a full 10 tefachim. Right? Yes or no?
The bottom one has
5 gidud and five mechitza.
His opening is above the 10.
Again, around the top, you have 5 tefachim gidud, one on top, one more time, yeah? Mechitza. The above, the higher chatzer is 5 tefachim above the lower chatzer. So you have 5 tefachim gidud all around. Now, on top of the top chatzer, you built up a 10 tefachim mechitza all around besides the doorway. Correct? Doorway. So now, the bottom, just a second. Now, in the doorway, there's a 5 tefachim gidud. Yes? The bottom, the higher chatzah is 5 tefachim above the bottom chatzah, right? Now, all around the top, you have 10 tefachim mechitza. In the doorway, you have a 5 tefachim mechitza. So, the chatzah on top and on bottom could definitely make separate erevim. Why? Because you have... The worst is scenario is you have a small doorway, but you have a mechitza all around. So you could definitely make separate. Correct? So you're definitely allowed to make separate. Now, by the bottom one, we say, for the bottom, a gidud chamisha works. Because it sees the whole 10. So the bottom one sees 5 tefachim gidud and 5 tefachim mechitza in the doorway. So the bottom one is totally separated from the top one. It doesn't even have an option. It doesn't even have a doorway. Doesn't have an option to make separate, to make a mechitza together, right? So both the top and the bottom can make separate. The bottom must make separate. Zog the Gemara, Yoch Yemo Seifa, what does it say in the Seifa? Pachis Mikam Arvin Echle Yem Arvin Shnei. If it's less than 10 tefachim, less than 5 tefachim high, the Gidud, the mechitza, if the mechitza less than 5 tefachim high, then they have to make together. If we're talking about such a case, that is actually a mechitza all around besides for the doorway. So they have again their option, even if the mechitza in the doorway is less than 5, but they have a mechitza all around. So it again remains a Pesach, and again they have the option of making either separate or together. So the story is like this. The Elyoina is wider, has gifufe, the tachtoina, right, 5 tefachim lower, is open totally to the higher one. Meaning, where you have the doorway on the top, That's where the tachtoina ends up, right? Like right over here. Yeah, we have the tachtoina totally open to the elyon. Right, so it's part of milua. So the tachtoina will have to be one with the higher one, and you can't tell. Again, we're staying with the same case. You have a high mechitz ten tefachim all around. You have a doorway here in the middle. So what do we say? If the doorway is less than five tefachim high, they have to be ma'ar of one. So we ask, why do they have to be ma'ar of one? They have mechitz all around. There it is. Since the bottom one is parts bimilua to the higher one, so the parts milua, if it's less than five tefachim high, the gidud, they'll have to be make an eruv together with the upstairs one. Yeah, the upstairs will be allowed to make with them because it has a Pesach, right?
But it doesn't have to.
Correct. It doesn't have to because it has 10 families around. So the bottom one would have to, in the case that we said it's less than 10 tefachim, what did the Gemara say? Less than 10 tefachim, they make one. So it should be, it shouldn't be so simple. It should be the bottom one would have to make together, not separate. The above one should have the option of making separate or together. That comes out. What it means, if it's less than that, it has to make one, means the bottom one would have to make one. That five tefachim of each, atakim etzarf, to one. Did you learn anything about mechitzas? I don't learn anything about mechitzas. They actually are mitzarf. Okay, the next Gemara goes straight to the Mishnah, so wait for more.
That's not asking before, but the other
No, in truth, you could have a glass. Even 10 gidud works.